Petersburg's 4th of July celebrations might look a little different from other communities. There's a herring toss, a blindfolded rowboat race, and a dockside log rolling competition. One family has dominated that competition for decades. But as Sue Erickson, the matriarch of the family, told KFSK, change is in store for the annual Harbor Games. Baze Hohen has the story.
The rules are they gotta be steady for 3 seconds and then they roll. Last person's.
Sue Erickson stands at the end of a dock in Petersburg's Middle Harbor. She's wearing a red, white, and blue jester hat that's about a foot tall, bedecked with stars and stripes. The crowd of people watch from the pier above as Sue announces the next heat of competitors in this year's log rolling competition, where two people hop on a huge log in the harbor and try to roll their opponent off.
Two, three, roll.
Sue's been in the log rolling business for a long time, but she didn't grow up log rolling. In fact, she didn't start until she first came to Petersburg in 1981.
It was 4th of July. I'm like, wow, this sounds cool. I have pretty good balance. I'll try it. And so stepped on the log and I just kept doing it year after year after year.
And Sue's not the only Erickson that's a natural log roller. Her husband, Jeff, competed against her for years.
So between the two of us, we were good log rollers. He didn't always come out on top, but that's fine.
Sue's two sons have been competing since they were 18, racking up more wins for the family. Sue isn't quite sure what the exact Erickson winning track record is, but her estimated tally is astounding.
I know for the last, absolutely for the last 12 years, for sure, without even thinking twice, an Erickson has won either the male or the female or both.
And that track record is a little intimidating to other competitors across the bracket.
I overheard one person many years ago now saying that all I want to do is beat that Sue Erickson. And I was right there. She turned around. I was like, okay. But
I'd like to see you try.
Well, I beat her.
Sue and her husband retired from log rolling in 2022. That same year, her local insurance business started sponsoring the Independence Day Harbor Games, meaning she and her volunteers are in charge of the herring toss, the blindfolded rowboat race, and the log rolling competition. But she says it's time to retire from that, too.
My awesome helpers have been saying, you know, Susan, maybe we want to try something different on the 4th of July. So I decided, you know, I'm running out of my usual helpers, so it's time to turn it over to somebody else.
She says whoever ends up volunteering to take over the games will be in good hands.
I just finished up typing very detailed notes about everything you need to successfully host the log rolling event, and it'll be so easy for someone. And if you've watched it before and you've enjoyed it, you're capable of doing it as well.
And even though her local business won't be running the Harbor Games anymore, the Erickson log rolling legacy could remain standing through her son, Skipper, and Britton.
They intend on competing year after year after year.
Back on the dock, 26-year-old Britton prepares for the final heat of the men's log rolling bracket.
Two veteran log rollers going for the championship roll here.
He almost wasn't going to roll this year due to breaking his collarbone a few months ago, but
just had to get cleared by my surgeon to participate yesterday and feel right as rain.
His opponent, Matt Powick, has already accepted defeat before facing Britton on the log.
We're all competing for second place.
No, this is first. This is for third place.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm going to lose.
No, you're not.
One, two, three.
In less than a minute,
Britton
wins. For the championship, he faces the winner of the women's bracket, Dagny Barkley.
I'm not too excited about the upcoming one. I think we all know who's going to win, but I'm here to give it a good old college try.
Go, Dagny!
Britton wins that, too. For Britton, being a champion again feels good.
It's nice to come back from injury and know that I still got it. It's a big confidence boost to myself.
And just like that, another Erickson win is in the books.
Good job, you guys.
I'll see you next year.
Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Baze Hohen.